Adam Ricard with Bombers.ca. I'm here with head coach and general manager of the Flin Flon Bombers, Mike Reagan. Mike, you maybe want to go over with us your recent road trip success here. First time in your tenure, you've gone 4 out of 4 in the 4 and 5 nights.
Yeah, it's a pretty successful road trip. You know, in my 13 years in our head scout, John Clausen's 16 years, it's never been done. So it could be even longer than that. But we're pretty proud of the guys. I thought that we got off to a good start. And we always talk about, you know, the first game sets the tone for the road trip. And the boys were able to get that in Melville. And from there, you know, we felt pretty confident heading into the next games. And, you know, just kind of snowball effect here. And, you know, come back with 8 points is a huge accomplishment for our guys, and you know, for where we are in the standings, I think that was a real shot in the arm going forward here and ending the month you know, on a real positive and going 8-2. And then, you know, another thing that we talked about, this is the first time since I've been coaching here that we've had 20 wins before December. So you know, that's another huge accomplishment for our guys, and you know, just something that we can look at as a gauge of our success through the first 3 months of the season.
Well, it's just too, Mike, you guys found ways to win on this road trip. They weren't easy games for you guys. You had come from behind wins. You were gritty on the road. How does that speak to the dressing room?
Yeah, I think, you know, it shows what type of character we have. You know, we're down in Estevan and we're able to find a way to win the hockey game, come out with a great third period. You know, throughout this last little bit here, we found ourselves trailing at certain points in hockey games, and, you know, the guys are resilient and able to find ways to win. And, you know, just one other thing that, you know, I'm real proud of is, you know, we probably have the hardest road schedule in the league, and, you know, we're 10-1-3 on the road right now. And, that says something about our hockey club, and it's a huge accomplishment to be able to win on the road. And we always talk about if you're going to win in the playoffs, you got to be able to win on the road. And, you know, so that's a real positive sign for our guys, something that they can be proud of, that we're able to get off the bus. And typically it's, you know, 4 to 6 hour bus trips that we're getting off and be able to go out there and win a hockey game. So, you know, I think that our guys have really focused in on being able to win on the road. Now, if we could take that success and apply it to winning at home, you know, we got 10 wins at home, but we'd like to be a little bit better at home at times and on back-to-back nights. So, you know, there's always ups and downs throughout a hockey season. Right now, we're feeling pretty confident about ourselves, but we know that we have things that we need to work on and get better on in certain areas, and you know, we're going to work towards that.
Well, December 1st here rolled yesterday, a pretty important date in junior hockey. Do you want to maybe give us an update of some of the things you've done leading up to December 1st?
Yeah, I think that you know, a lot of people were wondering if we're going to be able to pull off another trade or what, but we approached the December 1st a little bit different than we have in the past. We're able to, you know, acquire Troy Quinn and Dane Hurst before the December 1st deadline. And those are two major acquisitions for us. And, you know, maybe we're a little bit quiet on the December 1st, but getting Jack Michael back as well was a huge shot in the arm. And I think when you can add 3 top 4 defensemen into your lineup before December 1st, you got to feel good about what you've accomplished. And there's no question we were, you know, kicking tires on some other things. And, we obviously didn't get the things accomplished that we would have liked to, but, you know, we're pretty happy with what we've done before the first. And, you know, our deals just came a little bit earlier than maybe some others and that. And, you know, there's no question that you're always looking to improve your hockey club. But we felt we've done that going forward. And we're always going to be looking to upgrade our team, but we also don't want to mess with our chemistry too much. We think that we've got a very good hockey club here, and we like the pieces that we have. You know, now the next date is January 10th, and we'll look to address any holes that need to be filled before then. And in the meantime, I think we're pretty comfortable with where things are at and happy with what the boys have been able to accomplish and the type of hockey that we're playing. And again, We don't want to just make a trade just to make a trade, and we don't want to be feel pressure to make a deal because another team did. We got to focus in on our team and make sure that it's the right move for the Flin Flon Bombers.
And I'm sure you've got Battleford circled on your calendar here. Speaking of moves, that's really going to probably show where you sit in the league. I mean, you're sitting second right now, but you haven't seen Battleford with a healthy lineup either.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no doubt that those two games against Battleford coming up here in a couple weeks are important. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We've got two big games this weekend, and we're focusing in on Friday night. And we can't look past any opponents, and that. I think there's maybe more talk about the Battleford games outside the dressing room than there is inside. We like to keep our guys focused on the task at hand, moving forward in the immediate future. And when those games come about in a couple of weeks, we'll worry about them then.
Very good. Well, you've got LaRonge on Friday, traveling to LaRonge for a game, and then the home game against Nipawin on Saturday. It's one of two December games. That's a very odd schedule this year. So pack the rink early and often and get out there, get the 50-50 going, and see you Saturday.